Shaka. Welcome to this dimension in the third heaven in Christ and the heavenly places. I tried to make it look as much as possible in the natural realm to where we're seated in heavenly places in Christ in the glory cloud. Hallelujah. I originally wanted a green screen, but I didn't have that technology, so I just grabbed this. A picture is worth a thousand words, so let's just enjoy where we're seated right now in heavenly places in Christ and enjoy the anointing, enjoy the Spirit of God flooding through your being. Enjoy God. Just do what Enoch did. He walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Where did God take him? Hallelujah, Shekinah. We've been translated into the kingdom of light. Translated into the kingdom of God. If we really were translated, then we should be aware of where we've been translated to for the sake of enjoying reality. Hallelujah, Shekinah. I was driving my car yesterday. Or was it yesterday or the day before? I don't know. I can't remember. It's a blur here on the earth. And you can feel the spirit realm around you. Like people's stuff as you're driving by them. Like, oh, that person needs some deliverance. Or, oh, that person's walking in the glory. And it's a little bit, right now, more people need deliverance than that are walking in the glory. So I noticed this thing. I'll give you a quick little key that happened to me. As I was driving, it felt really oppressive, and that's not on earth as it is in heaven. So that's not the will of God. So we have to change it. And I decided just to like, man, I want to worship God, but I'm driving my car and I have to watch the road and stuff like that. And I just wanted to surrender. So I put my hand up like this, and I'm driving with my hand up. And I feel all this stuff buzzing around me. And like I didn't sin or anything. I don't know where all this filth and this darkness is coming from. So I suspect that it's just in the spirit realm coming through the souls driving around me in my car. So as I put my hand up like this, instantly everything was just, everyone's looking at me. Not, people weren't actually looking at me, just the spirit realm. It was like, oh. He's trying to manifest the glory. Because that's what I was thinking in my head. I'm going to put my hand up and I'm going to manifest the glory. Manifest life. You know, I think the scripture says that his power was hidden within his hand or something like that. I can't remember that scripture right now. It's in the Old Testament somewhere. So I just have my hand up and I'm driving like this. And I can't even remember if I was praying in tongues or not or listening to something, a sermon. Usually I have a sermons going all the time and I'm worship, you know. But I could feel everything trying to get me to put my hand down. I was like, that's really strange. And then, so I just kept it up there. And I could feel the resistance for me just having my hand up, releasing the presence of God on people around me. There's a resistance in the spirit just for driving my car. Like the thoughts are going through my mind. Put your hand down. The people are going to be distracted by that. And people are going to think that you're calling them. And think, blah, 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 people. Who cares about the people? I'm trying to like confront these spirits in the atmosphere that should not be here. So I just put my hands up like this and I'm driving. And the more it got more intense that everything wanted me to put, like everything inside me was screaming, put your hand down. But it wasn't God. You know, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God and the voice of another they will not follow. So I didn't obey the voice of fear and whatever, intimidation. I kept my hand up as I was driving. And you know what? The glory broke through. And I could drive in the peace of God. All that stuff in the atmosphere was trying to shut down my freedom. Hallelujah. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And the more you walk in that freedom, the more that you can break darkness off of other people around you. Did you know, I think it's Luke chapter 4 or Mark 4, somewhere there in the Gospels, when there was a storm upon the waters, it says that Jesus was there with his disciples, and there were also other little ships on the water as well. And when Jesus said, like, there was a big storm, and you know, the disciples were with Jesus in the boat, and there was other little ships there too, and Jesus said, "Peace, be still." He told the storm, "Stop it." You know, stop. And the storm stopped. And just the other little ship, just by being in the same vicinity as Jesus, they had the same calm. It says there was a great calm. Not only did the disciples receive calm for being with Jesus in the boat, but the other little ships, who probably didn't even know that Jesus was in the boat, they received the same calm. So your freedom in Christ will help bring others into freedom, will help others be set free from that oppressive atmosphere. Listen, the sons of God are going to clear out the entire... It's going to be on earth as it is in heaven, right? And as it is in heaven, there's no demons, there's no timidity, there's absolute freedom. And when you display freedom, practice freedom in Christ, in your glorified, you know, mind, the mind of Christ, in your just practice living in the Spirit, practice present... what do you call it? Practice the presence of God. That's it. Practice just remaining in that presence, in that peace. And there will be freedom. Your neighbors will be free. The other little ships will receive the great calm that you've received in their soul, you know, in their spirit. Hallelujah, Shaka. Remember Paul, I believe it was Paul and Silas, they were worshiping in the prison. And, there were other little prisoners, there were other prisoners there as well who were basically in prison. And I think it was Paul and Silas. They were worshiping and singing praise to God. And the other prisoners heard them. And then the prison door shook open. If Paul and Silas, I believe it was Silas, I don't know, if or Barnabas, Paul and Silas, I think. If they weren't in that prison with those prisoners would not have gotten free. Because light came into the world, and light manifests into the world through our hearts, through our worship, through our surrendered lives to God. That's the first love gate where God, the King of Glory, comes through. And you keep that open and people get free. And when there's an oppressive atmosphere, this is like a sign of surrender. When you lift your hands to God, just let the power of God just flow through your hands. Just put it on your heart and just let the glory of God flow through your heart, through your hands. And it's just like, because you know you're the body of Christ, right? Just give God glory. Just release that peace. Just release the peace of God that passes all understanding. It doesn't matter if you understand it. It's just you're just tapping into the peace of God. You're tapping into the anointing. You're tapping into the King of Glory. You know, we're the body of Christ. He's the head, you know. He wants to use his body to release the glory through. He wants to use his body to release the anointing through, to release his love through. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm just been going over some of the keys that, like, you know, apostles and prophets and sons of God have taught me over the years. And some of the greatest keys is just reading the Bible out loud. Man, I've been getting pretty whacked. Just, you know, pull out any random scripture. I like the Passion Translation, the Amplified, KJV, whatever. It doesn't matter as long as the anointing is there to teach you. He teaches you all things. Just grab a translation, whatever translation of the Bible you read, and let the Lord illuminate your mind with the mind of Christ. You know, cast down every wicked thought of unbelief and just enter through those words into the spirit realm, into Christ. You know, here, I'll just read. Let's just open this randomly and just read this right here. Okay. It is so much better to live simply, surrounded in holy awe and worship of God, than to have great wealth with a home full of trouble. It is so much better to live simply, surrounded in holy awe and worship of God, than to have great wealth with a home full of trouble. You know, our treasures are in heaven. You know, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That's where your heart's attached to. If your treasures are in heaven, if your treasures are in God, you'll set your affections there. And your mind will be on that. You'll set your affections on things above, not on the earth below, but you'll see the earth below, but your affections are tied to heaven. So when stuff on the earth below just like kind of like it just something negative happens on the earth below, you won't be deeply affected by that, because you're affected by what goes on in heaven. Like, you might feel some pain in your soul if, like, you know, someone betrays you, or, you know, I mean, Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus. He wept when you know, John the Baptist, his cousin, he went into the mountain or something. I can't remember right now. Holy Spirit, help me. Anyways, enough of all this stuff. Let's just, like, do what we came here to do. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. We just drink in your presence, Lord. Thank you for the gospel of the glory of the joyful God. Thank you, Jesus, for the life more abundantly. Your life flowing through our hearts, flowing through our minds, flowing through our mouths, flowing through our hearts, minds, mouths, ears, every single part of us. Every single gate, every single part of our being, just soak us in the anointing, God. Soak us in the glory. Thank you for making us well aware of where we sit in Christ in heavenly places, far above all the distractions of the earth below, distractions of the demons. Thank you for glory, God. You know what John 17 says? In the prayer of Jesus, hallelujah, you should read that, what it says about the glory there, hallelujah, shaka. Anyways, I just intended to make this video because I love to live in the manifest presence of God and the glory of God. I've given a lot of teachings over the years, and a lot of it's just nonsense, a lot of it's a lot of glory. It's up to you to decide with your spirit what's of God. It's time to start discerning by the spirit, not with just your soulish emotions. And, you know, because the sons of God are led by the spirit of God. They're also, that's where you discern. It's by God's spirit. The depth of your relationship with the Holy Spirit is the depth of your true discernment, because he leads you into all truth. So if something's off and you see deception there, Holy Spirit is going to lead you out of that into all truth. So you follow the Holy Spirit. You follow his voice. You follow his brooding. You follow his spirit, which is like absolute purity, joy, righteousness. Like, just, you want to stay in that all day. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Shada deribo shaka. Yeah. Some of the greatest keys that I've ever encountered God with was just straight up worship. Yeah, singing songs, but true worship is surrender to God. Surrender not just in your mind, but in your will. Surrender him, surrendering to him in your emotions. That's your soul. Your emotions, your will. Surrendering him to him, your mind. So your mind is set on him. And then your spirit rejoices in God, and you just magnify him through your soul. He comes magnified through your soul, and then through your body. You know, if God could shine through the face of Moses prophesying Jesus to come, the head, and then Jesus, his clothes start shining, prophesying the body that's to come, that tells me that his body is going to be manifesting a lot of glory. Hallelujah. Because you'll be in one mind, one accord, in one body, the body of Christ, with Christ shining through you as a living stone, Christ shining his life through you, reflecting what God is like. You know, Father, glorify your name. And then a voice comes, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. And then Jesus says, he spoke this for your sake. Because Jesus glorified the names of the Father. And we are to glorify the names of the Father again by yielding to him and letting him shine through our faces, through our bodies, through our souls, through our spirit, allowing God to shine through us, the body of Christ. One of the most simplest revelations I ever received, I was at this Alpha course thing and I was sitting at a table, shaka. I didn't know what it was. I was just like, I was in this church thing and we went to this little Alpha program. It's like a 10 week program where you watch videos and talk about stuff. And the only thing I really got out of it was, it's a thing for beginner Christians or something like that. I didn't know what it was. I went to, it was still cool. God still used it. And it was, they did the Lord's Prayer. And it was just like the words exploded. Our Father, you know, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You know, give us this day our daily bread. We don't. But he said, our Father, when you pray, say our Father. It's like when you pray, pray from God's perspective. When you pray, it's not just, don't pray from your perspective, like my Father. So Jesus said, when you pray, say our Father. Because we have the mind of Christ, not just me. It's like you have a whole, you're attached to the entire body of Christ. So it goes back to that first thing, what I said in the beginning. There were other little ships on the water. And your breakthroughs are not just for you. Your breakthroughs break other people through. Your trials not only strengthen you, but your trials, where you're strengthened from, where you overcome those, it brings strength to others through the testimony of Jesus. So just release what God's put in your heart and your life and, you know, testify. Don't be shy and timid. That's the kingdom of darkness. If there's eggshells where you are, just put on the gospel shoes of peace and trample those eggshells down. There's no eggshells in heaven. It's for freedom. Christ set us free. So be free. Remain in that freedom. Display the freedom. Walk in the freedom. Exercise the freedom. And other people around you will experience freedom. Hallelujah. So it's good to be free. It's good to be not care what people think. Because the fear of man is a snare. What does the fear of man snare you to? Well, more fear. The spirit of fear snares you to man. And like, you need to be yoked to Jesus, man. Yoked to Christ. You know, you're in him, right? And he's in you. Let's just like have perfect harmony. Body, soul, and spirit. And he will flow through your body. He'll flow through your spirit. Whatever area you give your heart over to God in, he'll flow through that area in your heart. Whatever area you give your body over to God, he'll flow through that body. Give him your entire body. You know, and you are the true body of Christ, and he wants to use his body. Hallelujah. Let's read some of this stuff out loud. Shabbat. What was I reading yesterday? I can't even remember. Let's just read this. This is Proverbs 30. I don't know. God, there are two things I'm asking for you before I die. Only two. Empty out my heart of everything that is false, every lie, every crooked thing. Give me neither undue poverty nor undue wealth, but rather feed my soul with the measure of prosperity that pleases you. May my satisfaction be found in you, and do not let me be so rich that I do not need you, or be so poor that I resort to dishonesty just to make ends meet, and then my life will never detract from bringing glory to your name. I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again, the Father said. You want to bring glory to God's name? Let the glory of God flow through your life. I mean, the greatest glory you could ever give to God is his nature formed in you, so that he sees his children walking on earth as in heaven. It brings glory to God when you take on his nature and throw off every nature that's contradictory to the nature of God. Because that's what we were made like. That's the design he made us to be like in the beginning. You know, we were created in the image of God, in likeness. That means our body, soul, and spirit are to look like God. You know? And then the enemy comes in and tempts Adam. He's like, if you eat this fruit, you'll be like God. But he was already made in the image of God. He already looked like God. You know, the angels probably like, whoa, oh, I thought that was God for a second. That's just Adam. There's so much glory coming off him, you know. So bright, so much glory. You know, there's two words for when Adam was naked. The first word says that Adam was naked and not ashamed. And then after he sinned, Adam was naked and he was ashamed. The first time that he was naked and not ashamed, he was naked but clothed in the glory. The second time he was naked because the glory departed from him. You know where that shame comes from? Sin. And all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory. So listen, you get the sin off, you return into the glory, which is the person of God, his emotions, the joy of the Lord being your strength, the peace of God that passes all understanding. You know, you're walking in God's emotions because you are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God, and God floods through your body. So you feel his emotions, you feel his love, you feel his, you know, everything down to the T. Like even if he's grieved, you'll sense that. And it's just being sensitive to God. Wow, there's a lot of glory. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, sugar. I lost my train of thought there. I got a wave of peace just came through the room. You know what? Yeah, you don't need information. You need transformation by him flooding through you. Just invite Holy Spirit right now to come into your, through your heart, through your mind. God, we invite you. Come through our heart. Come through our mind. Come through our body. God, we give our body to you. We give our mind to you. We give our speech to you. We give our hearing to you. We give our touch gates, smell gates, seeing gates, hearing gates, every gate. First love gate to you, God. Fill it. Fill it. Make it yours. It is yours. I take my hands off the ark and I just let you carry, just carry me through the world, Jesus, as I walk with you in the cool of the day, as we walk that narrow road together, as you reveal what I'm supposed to walk in you, and what you are in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Let that glory manifest now, God, as I just yield to you, Father. If I surrender all, I surrender all, I surrender all, I surrender all. Say that to God. I surrender all, everything. And if there's something that you want to hold on to, just surrender it and God will make that part better in your life. Guaranteed. Everything we surrender to God, God just makes it better. You know, what was it in Nehemiah and Ezra? The stones, when they rebuilt that temple, there were shouts and crying, and it couldn't be discerned whether there was crying or shouts for joy. They used burnt stones to rebuild the temple. Listen, you've been burnt, you've been gone through the fire, you've been through the sorrows, you've been through the dark night of the soul, you've been through hellfire and heavenly glory fire. Well, listen, it's okay, because the latter house is greater than the former. The latter rain will be more powerful than the former rain. It'll be the latter and the former combined. The house will be stronger because it's built by spiritual stones in the fire of God. The fire of God purifies us and tests us so that we can walk in more purity. We can be trusted with more riches, true riches. Hallelujah. You're rewarded to the amount that God can manifest himself through you. Those are spiritual works, not dead works. Dead works are works of the flesh. The dead flesh is supposed to be put to death, you know, by the Holy Spirit. Living works is Christ working. My Father does the works, Jesus said. So his works coming through you. His Spirit working in you mightily, destroying strongholds, tearing down everything that's not on, like that's not in heaven. That's on the earth, so it's going to be on earth as it is in heaven. God will tear it down. That's what he destroy this temple in 3 days, and I will destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Jesus said, right? when he spoke about the temple of his body. That's what God's building. What's God doing? Him? He's building the temple. He's raising up the temple of his body. All of us. Into outer space. Hallelujah. No, he's raising us up into Christ in heavenly places. Far above the distractions of the earth realm, so we can fill the earth realm with manifest glory. So that the other little ships can be free. You know, the earth is going to be filled with the knowledge of the glory as the waters cover the seas. The living water is going to cover the seas of humanity and wash them clean. It's going to be as the days of Noah, crucifying the flesh, putting the flesh to death so that the spirit life can live freely. No eggshells, no timidity. Just walking in pure freedom in Christ. What is true freedom? It's walking in Christ. You know, when you're in the glory, Holy Spirit, and you can just dance freely and you don't care who's around you, you don't care who's looking at you, all the burdens just come off, all the shackles are broken, all the doors are flung wide open for you to be a, like an expression of God. You can express God. You can let God express himself through you. Because you're walking in freedom. You can allow God to be God through you. Because you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. Oh, Shabbat. I like this. Believe it or not, I like this one in the NIV. But I don't really like the NIV translation, but this one psalm, they get it, right? Psalm 5. But I'm reading out the Passion Translation. I just want to see what it says. Psalm 5, Song of the Clouded Dawn. Listen to my passionate prayer. Can't you hear my groaning? Don't you hear how I'm crying out to you? My God and my King, consider my every word, for I am praying to you. At each and every sunrise, I love this, you will hear my voice as I prepare my sacrifice of prayer to you. And every morning I will wait for your fire to fall upon my heart. Verse 3, let's read that again. At each and every sunrise, you will hear my voice as I prepare my sacrifice of prayer for you. Prayer to you. And every morning I will wait for your fire to fall upon my heart. Consume us, God. God, we just, as the sun has risen today above the earth in the natural realm, let the Son of God arise in our hearts. Rise up, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and them that hate you flee from before you. From that fire of God that's burning in our heart, God, let all the enemies be scattered. Let the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings and heal the land, God. Heal the land. Heal the bodies of people. Heal our souls so that it's your soul coming through our soul, God. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father in heaven. God, give us today our daily bread, that manifest revelation, that manifest bread of your presence, God. I thank you for the bread of your manifest presence, God. Come and fill everyone in their homes now. Come and fill everyone in their soul. Come and fill everyone in their spirit. Come and fill everyone in their body. My flesh, my soul and flesh cry out for the living God so that you would feed us with that living bread that's come down from heaven, Jesus Christ himself, that presence, the revelation, the communion of walking with you in the cool of the day, the communion of that heart-to-heart fellowship where deep cries out to deep at the noise of your water. Deep crying out to deep. Shatta. Shaka. We cast down every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, the revelation knowledge of God, which you revealed who you are, your character. We cast down every imagination. The Bible says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. We will not observe lying vanities. We'll observe you, God, the truth. will observe your spirit, will observe your ways, will observe your thoughts, will observe your life, God, will observe the way, the truth, and the life, and Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. Hallelujah. Let's just read this quick little psalm here. Sit back and relax and let the mind of Christ teach you what this really says. We're going to have a Bible study in the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll tell you what psalm it is after I read it. Oh, put your seatbelt on. Put Jesus on. Put on the full armor of God. The breastplate of righteousness. The belt buckle of truth. Here we go. Get that belt buckle of truth on. You're only truly happy when you walk in total integrity. Walking in the light of God's word. What joy overwhelms everyone who keeps the ways of God. Those who seek Him with their heart's passion. They'll never do what's wrong, but will always choose the path of the Lord. God has prescribed the right way to live, obeying His laws with all our hearts. How I long for my life to bring you glory. I don't know, there's a lot of whack on that. You guys feel that? Hallelujah. I'm just covering the light. It's kind of bright, shining in my eyes. I got a little lamp here. We need the lamp of the Lord to shine through our face, man, so we can get rid of all this natural light. Outshine the stars. Outshine the sunlight sevenfold, you know? Hallelujah. This is Psalm 119. Here we go. How I long for my life to bring you glory. I told you how to do that. You let God flow through you. Let God flow through you. Yield the members of your body to Christ in you. And you'll bring glory to God because God will be flowing through you. Doing living works. As I observe each and every one of your holy precepts. As you observe what God is doing in heaven, you can do it on the earth. What did Jesus say to Nicodemus? Was it Nicodemus? You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. You must be born of the water and spirit to enter the kingdom of God. You must be able to see the kingdom of God, which is spiritual. You must be born again, born of the Spirit to see in the Spirit so that you can manifest the Spirit. I only do what I see my Father do. Jesus said He did what He saw in the Spirit because God is Spirit and He was watching His Father. So you gotta see. It's like that's basic 101, basics of learning how to walk in the Spirit. Because if you walk by faith, but you're walking in the Spirit. You may look foolish in the natural, but in the Spirit, it's like true wisdom. It's the wisdom of God to walk in Him, to walk in His wisdom. Here we go. Let's just keep reading this. Hallelujah. How I long for my life to bring you glory as I observe each and every one of your holy precepts, that I'll never be ashamed. Imagine that, to never be ashamed again. What does that mean? All men have sinned and fallen short of the glory. Never be ashamed as you're walking in the glory. Always. Never be ashamed because where there's shame, that tells me that there's a lack of glory there. Because there's no shame in the glory. It wasn't until Adam started looking at himself and the glory was gone that it departed, that he was in sin. He left the glory and jumped into sin by eating the knowledge of good and evil, the knowledge about good. Even the good is still death and evil. That's obvious. You know what's really evil? Is people doing works apart from the Spirit and calling it God. That's called the knowledge of good. Hey, let's keep reading. I'll never be ashamed, for I take strength from all your commandments. Hallelujah. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's your bread. That's your strength. By His commandments. Not just what He said, but what He's saying. It's the Logos and the Rhema. It's the double-edged sword. You need to have an active relationship with God, like today. Like now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of the Lord. You know, now is the day of salvation. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to be rejoicing God, my Savior. I'm going to be glad because I'm rejoicing in God. I'm rejecting the plans of the demon, and I'm embracing the plans of God. Hallelujah. I will give thanks to you from a heart of love and truth. Each time I learn more of your righteous judgments. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Thank you for a teachable spirit. Oh, I hate pride because it just caps you off from learning more about God. Humility is full dependence on God, so you can be ever more listening to His heart, ever more listening to what God is saying. But pride says, I know it all. I can do this. Without God, it doesn't matter. Pride is dependence on yourself. Humility is dependence upon Holy Spirit. Each time I learn more of your righteous judgments, I will be faithful to all that your word reveals. So it's one thing to hear God. It's another thing to step out and obey God. So don't ever give up on me. Like I used to hear, I'd get a lot of revelation, have visions, dreams, and I wouldn't do anything with it. I just thought it felt good and it was really awesome. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It was really awesome just to receive all this stuff. But then God kind of put His finger on me. He's like, okay, now you need to start obeying. I'm speaking all this stuff to you. When are you going to start obeying me now? And listen, there's a lot of glory when you step out and obey the Holy Spirit, what He's saying to you. I mean, that's what Jesus did. And thanks be to God that because Jesus obeyed the Father, we're here in glory. And if you obey Holy Spirit too, you can bring other people out of bondage into Him, into His marvelous truth. Those prison doors will fling wide open. The other ships on the storm will be calm because you're in the same boat with Jesus and they're on the same water. You know, the seas of humanity will be calm as the waters cover the seas. You know, come on, hallelujah. Let's keep on reading this. How can a young man stay pure? Good question. Only by living in the Word of God and walking in its truth. Living in the Word of God. There's an interesting mystery hidden in John chapter 15, where Jesus was saying, I'm the vine, my Father is the farmer, the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears fruit, he trims it so it can bring forth more fruit. You are clean by the word which I have spoken to you. You know, Jesus was saying that the word that He spoke to them was the Logos. And there's another time it's mentioned, if you do whatever, I can't think of it off the top of my head. I need my Bible. Just a second here. This is really good. You're going to feel blessed hearing this. Here we go. It's a little bit of a tight space here. I just wanted to have the cool background of outer space. Oh, whoa, I opened my Bible right up to John. See that? Where is it? John 15, that's where we're going. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit... Oh, it's the King James, sorry for that. Just have to bear with me. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit... I'm just going to use a little bit of modification. Every branch that bears fruit, He purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now you are clean through the logos, the washing of the water of the word. It's the logos. That word there is logos. You can look it up in your Greek lexicons or whatever you call those things. I looked it up years ago and I was really blown away by this. So that word there is logos. Now you are clean through the logos, which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. Look at this. The key. Abide in me. Abide in that glory. Abide in the presence of God. Abide in the living words of God. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, because it's the fruit of the Spirit, His Spirit. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. You need to abide in God so His abiding presence can manifest through you. I have a teaching on that in Zacchaeus is a key to the abiding manifest presence of God. If you want that key, go study Zacchaeus in Luke 24. But first, let's continue here. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. Fruit of the Spirit, come on. You want to walk in the fruit of the Spirit? You got to abide in Jesus, the living word, the person. For without me, you can do nothing. Wow, there's a lot of glory on that. Wow, man, I hope you guys can feel this. There's a lot of peace. Shaka. Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. You can only do the knowledge of good and evil, which is death. But in the tree of life, you can be a life-giving spirit, just like Jesus. If a man abide in me, he is cast... If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. He dies, basically. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. This is where I wanted to get to. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it will be done unto you. Listen, this is a promise of Jesus. If you abide in me, you're abiding in the manifest presence of God, revelation, presence, bread of life. You're abiding in the person of God and my rhema and my words and my rhema. It's different from logos. Logos is the beginning. Rhema. And my rhema abides in you. That's the living word of God. You shall ask what you will and it will be done unto you. Ask what you will. I think before we ask what we will, we have to yield our will to God. Because you're abiding in Him. You're so one with Him. There's a danger to this. Remember Moses when he obeyed, like he smote the rock and water came out? And then the next time God said, speak to the rock. Because we're supposed to speak to Christ but through a relationship. Christ is symbolic of the rock. And he'll give forth, you know, the Holy Spirit is supposed to, you know, he's going to send the Holy Spirit to us. As you commune with God, you speak to the rock, you speak to Jesus. That's how we receive, like, the Holy Spirit power to its grace to overcome all the world. Just like he overcame all the world by him following the Holy Spirit and obeying Holy Spirit. I feel a lot of glory right now. Listen. Is you abide in him. Like Moses, he didn't speak to the rock the second time, so he could not enter into the promised land. He smote the rock again because it worked before. What worked before won't work now. We go from glory to glory. We got to keep getting closer and closer to God through relationship. We're already in him, yeah, but we grow in relationship. We grow in the glory. We go from glory to glory. What God is like, the more we spend time with him and yield to him and obey. If you ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. Moses smote the rock. He was commanded to speak to the rock, but yet the miracle still manifested. So there's a danger in not being perfectly synced with God, in doing your own will apart from God, to out of anger or, you know, the works of the flesh or whatever, or to, you have to be totally dead to yourself and allow God to flow through you. So that's way off. Like for me anyway, I'm not there yet where I can just ask what I will and it'll be done. I'm like a little toddler with my Huggies pull-ups. I get them changed every now and then. I allow the Father to change me because I don't like the smell of sin, or I don't like the smell of, you know, man-pleasing and failures. All these things that tie me to the world. I like to be free. I like to grow. So right now, where we are, God knows where we are in our walk. And if you will ask whatever you will in His name, it will be done for you. If you abide in the manifest presence of Jesus, abide in His heart so that His heart becomes your heart. Abide in His thoughts so His thoughts become your thoughts. Abide in His ways so His ways become your ways. Abide in His walk so His walk becomes your walk. And it's just like, you're just kind of like, almost like Enoch, where you're walking with God and then God takes you and you are not. It's just Christ in you, the hope of glory, walking through your body in the body of Christ on the earth. Hallelujah. Well, I would go back and finish Psalm 119, but my videos only go up to like 48 minutes and then it crops, and then it's just like I have to make another video or something, or I might just go have breakfast. I haven't eaten yet. I just felt really inspired to make a video because even my wife, she wasn't even listening to me. I said, I think I'm just going to make a video because I feel the anointing. And she's like, what? I didn't hear what you say, but whatever you said, you're supposed to do it because I feel the anointing. I feel whack on that. I'm like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I forgive you. We have an awesome relationship. I love my wife. I love Jesus. I love the Holy Ghost. I love my Father in heaven inside me in a heavenly place. Hallelujah. She painted this. Praise God. She's got a gift. Hallelujah. To paint. Well, anyway, that's enough about me. Enough about my life. Listen, abide in the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll ask what you will and it will be done for you. But you gotta abide in that rhema. The logos, yeah, read the washing of the water of the word, but abide in the person of Jesus. Feast on that living bread and let that life come through you. I might make another video, I don't know yet. I think I might just go have a bowl of cereal because my earth tent is a little bit weak right now. Hallelujah. Stay in Christ. In reality, I can't even talk anymore. Stay in Christ in reality, and that reality will be your reality. Hallelujah. And hey, bring peace to the other little ships on the water too. They need it just as much as you. Glory to God.